I like it.
This
I like it a lot.
Is the Rich Eisen Show.
He's Albert Breer back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What the holdup is between the Jets and the Packers.
You want me to give you some good news, Rich?
Sure.
I don't think this thing's in nearly as bad a place as everybody thinks.
Okay.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Georgia offensive tackle Broderick Jones, Falcons head coach Arthur Smith. Still to come from Roku's Die Hard 2 Die Harder, actor and comedian Kevin Hart. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. In case you've just joined us, you missed a great chat with Broderick Jones. What a great kid. Well, I mean, a giant kid. The left tackle from Georgia.
Giant
great
man.
Conversation we had with one of the top tackles available in this year's draft. That was hour number one. And hour number two, a total grab bag as we went down the wormhole of the new narrative that Bill Belichick is losing it or has lost a step or could have lost a step. You know, I push back on that narrative. Chris Brockman is telling us what's going on in the New England area and what people are thinking. That led into Arthur Smith, the conversation with him in which I did finally drill down, and he did say that the Falcons talked about Lamar Jackson but decided to do what they're doing, which is building around Desmond Ridder as their centerpiece and trying to draft and develop the next top-notch quarterback in the National Football League, surrounded by the incoming draft class. They're going to use the eighth overall pick as opposed to going and sending it elsewhere. And we also just learned that the University of Michigan Wolverines have a new top quarterback prospect, a brilliant young, kid.
Your new favorite player?
Jaden Davis? Oh, yeah. I know all about him now. We also learned Patrick Mahomes will not spend $8 to keep his blue check mark, not just for him, but Marquez Valdes-Scantling said, buy it for all the guys.
Which makes sense, because normally he buys their linemen some really pricey gift, like a Rolex or something. This actually seems a little bit cheaper to me.
He's got two kids now.
He said, sorry, I can't. I have kids.
Sorry, bro.
I got babies.
I mean, look, you're either going to give a large corporation money for their product or you're going to give a billionaire $8 for your status symbol. Like what? How many more status symbols does Patrick Mahomes need?
He's got two right now.
And plus the fact that he has, let's just point it this way. The fact that he has a blue check mark, the fact that Mahomes has a blue check mark is what makes the blue check mark worth something of value to someone who doesn't have it. You get it?
I don't have Twitter, so yeah, I get it.
You get me?
I completely get it.
So you take it away from Mahomes, what value is it to somebody else?
Well, so someone can do the fake Patrick Mahomes, and then the E is a three.
Yeah, no, and then with the and have the blue check mark.
Have the blue.
So, like, wait a minute, Patrick Mahomes, eats poop. Yeah. What? I just said those words.
$8 though. That's
nice toilets. You know what my daughter has nonstop? She's got this Gab watch on now. You know what she does? She texts me poop emojis like literally every 5 minutes, sometimes for a full solid hour.
Is she doing it right
She
now?
Finds it very funny.
Should we FaceTime Taylor?
No, I don't know if she's anywhere with reception right now. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Kevin Hart's going to join us in about 17 minutes time, and it's going to be dynamite.
Nice.
The reason why I know that is because I Zoomed with him yesterday.
Full disclosure.
I mean, what am I going to do? Just like say, hey, Kevin Hart's about to join us, and then show you a Zoom where it's clear that he's not here. Or that I'm doing it live.
He keeps
anyway,
it real,
I did
Rich.
It yesterday.
He keeps it real.
He does.
Rich, do you want a quote from Jaden Davis?
Yes.
Can't wait to call Ann Arbor my home for the next 3 to 4 years.
Well done.
He texted to Adam Schefter. Everything from my relationship with the guys on the team, currently coaching staff, academics, and scheme went into this decision. I'd run through a wall for Coach Harbaugh.
Yes, you would.
We're going to win a lot of games and multiple championships.
Oh, yes.
I can't wait to get to work.
Oh, baby.
Rich is sweating over here.
I'm not sweating a thing.
No, I'm saying you're sweating in anticipation.
Oh.
You know?
Okay. I'm on fire.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to need extra security in August when I show up to Canton, Ohio to do my job.
I told you, I got you, man. My buddy Tadao, he's got you. We'll send the Usos with him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Is that wall,
oh, it's great.
Does that wall move every year when Harbaugh flirts with the NFL and then comes back to Michigan? And
it's not fun. But let me just point this out.
How's that work?
Let me point this out. Hasn't kept him from getting the top prospects, not only here, but from the state of Ohio. Hasn't stopped him.
He's from North Carolina.
But not only here, but also from the state of Ohio. Hasn't stopped him. That's twice now he's done it.
I know. It's kind of surprising.
And they followed up the first time with a year even better than the year before.
A little shocking.
Yeah. Or just part and parcel of what goes down with the man. But he'll be out there with the skinny M on his hat. And Ohio State's coming to the big house this fall. And if we do it for a third time in a row, oh, boy.
You know, living with you.
I'm just crying. Okay. Speaking of what's more likely.
Hey.
Let's get to it. A Friday staple before Kevin Hart joins us here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's great. Don't go anywhere for that. But first, here's what's more likely. Let's do it.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Ah, yes. Here we go. What do you got over there, Chris?
Hey, guys. Let's start with the NFL draft. That's coming up less than 4 weeks now. What's more likely? The quarterbacks are going 1 through 4 or any other scenario?
Any other scenario. 1 through 4 is nutty. 1 through 4 is nutty.
Just takes one trade for 1 through 4.
I get it. What if everybody's tire kicked Anthony Richardson and or Will Levis, and they're like, yeah, we're good. That means Arizona doesn't get what they want, and they'll choose Will Anderson.
Yep.
That's what that means. What if the Colts tire kick Anthony Richardson and Will Levis and come to the conclusion the better play is to stay put and trade back up into the first round for Hendon Hooker by the end of the first night?
Ooh.
What if they figure that?
That's fun.
Then they stay put at 4 and choose someone else and then spend the rest of the night of everybody saying, what's their malfunction? Are they really, who's going to be their quarterback this year? What have they done? And then they trade back in for the first round to get a fifth year of control for Hendon Hooker, knowing that he may not start year one anyway. Right? So, what if they trade back into the first? This is the, you want the most mind-blowing scenario?
I want all of them.
What if the Colts trade back into the first round after choosing 4th overall? Trade back into the first round and then sign Lamar Jackson to an offer sheet. Or sign him to an offer sheet before the draft hits. There'd be a lot of moving parts to make sure that they have to get that first round pick back to use to send to the Ravens.
Oh, man.
5 days before the draft, it expires, so the Ravens have to match or not in the middle of the first round of the draft.
Or they trade back into the first round and then use that pick that they acquired
right
to send to the Ravens.
Yes, after the Ravens have officially not matched earlier in the day.
Right. Oh, that would be fun.
I don't know how that's possible. I just came up with a gobbledygook answer. Basically say I'll choose option anything else other than 4 in a row. What else you got, Chris?
All right. What's more likely to lead their team to the playoffs this year? Mac Jones or Lamar Jackson?
I'll go Lamar because I think he's going to wind up playing in Baltimore again.
You do?
I do. I just find it – I will find it very difficult to – I will find it. Look, I don't know him personally and what makes him tick, and I know that he's a man on principle and so on and so forth, but you can play the sport that you love and you're brilliant at in age 26. You're not going to be 26 again being offered $32 million to play the sport that you love in a place that does, coaching-wise, love you. Front office, you may not feel the love. Ownership, you may not feel the love, but... Or does he sit at home? I do believe that's the way it's going to go for Lamar. Like, he will find himself in that position this summer.
I can't imagine he sits out.
And I think that the Ravens with Lamar are a team that is, you know, better. Seeing Roquan Smith in purple for a full year is going to be dangerous, folks. Oh. What else, Chris?
I think this is pretty fun. How about this? The division most likely to have more Pro Bowl quarterbacks.
Can I guess the options before you even show me?
Sure.
AFC West. AFC East. That's one of them. And the other one is NFC East.
NFC East or AFC East?
I'll go AFC East. Rodgers and Allen. That's two. And again, they've got to be chosen, not because they're you know, they become the sixth alternate.
Top five.
You got to be chosen. The first three that are out of the chute, they have to then say, I'm not playing.
Someone's going to make the Super Bowl, so give it four.
I'll go AFC East.
No NFC East love?
NFC East is what? I think it's Jalen Hurts, and that'll be it.
Hurts, Dak, and Danny Dimes.
Okay, very good. Now, if Lamar winds up in Washington because that's Dan Snyder's last move, say that's $6 billion, it's now seven. Again, Succession comes to mind. Go watch last week's episode. What else, Chris?
All right, what's more likely? This is Bill Belichick's last year with the Patriots, or Tom Brady comes back?
Oh, God, so stupid. Oh, my gosh. I'll go what's more likely is it's Bill's last year with the Patriots.
No, Tom? Why hasn't San Francisco called Tom?
Because they're not going to call Tom.
Did you see the beach football videos? Come on, people.
I know it's Top Gun.
He's shredded.
And again, if Miami needs him, that has been explained to me by those who are like, keep an eye on Tom. There's a reason why he's going to be a free agent in March and didn't sign a one-day contract or help out the Bucks with their salary cap. He wants his options open. That's the way it was described to me, and the way it was also described to me is if Miami needs him, that's the first person they're going to call, and why not? But there's a lot of ifs and buts, so if I had to choose one, it would be Bill's last year with New England. What else, Chris?
All right, let's switch to some hoops real quick. Dallas spiraling. What's more likely? The Mavericks. What is this? What is this music? Mavericks make it out of the play-in tournament or miss the playoffs altogether.
Miss the playoffs altogether. That's more likely right now. That's more likely right now. I can't believe it.
It's shocking.
Quite frankly. I don't know, man. It just seems to be some bad, bad vibes right there right now.
One game behind OKC right now for a 10th spot.
I got it. I think missing it entirely. There it is. There's your standings. My goodness. What happened? They were the sixth seed a month ago. Wow. Just the bottom's falling out. What else, Chris?
All right, last night, both one seeds lost. Again, has anyone seen the Bucks? I'm worried about them.
Oh, boy.
More likely to make the finals, Bucks or Nuggets?
Dude, Jokic didn't play last night.
Neither did the Bucks.
Jokic didn't play last night. We're now in the portion of last 2 weeks of the season.
Everybody's sitting out.
Yeah, people are sitting out. Like, why would Jokic play back-to-backs, you know? With 2 weeks to go, they're a 50-win team. They have a nice cushion over Memphis. Why play them? And then the Bucks, why would they give? Like, what point would it be where you're serving notice to Boston? You think last night was a notice served on Milwaukee last night?
We beat them by 80. Yes.
Actually, it's 40. But what do you got?
Yeah, I do.
Really? That was a notice served last night?
On their home court.
Got it. Out of here.
Did you see what happened?
I mean.
Did you watch the game?
I didn't.
It was over at halftime.
Good to know.
Can you do that three more times in the seven game series?
We've done it each of the last few playoffs.
I'm taking the Nuggets. What else?
The man has spoken. So I wrote this before you came in and did your spiel about Ohtani, and I saw that great stat. What's more likely, the Angels make the playoffs or Ohtani is traded this season?
Traded. And it's got to happen. I'm sorry.
Because he's a free agent after this year, so you have to trade him.
Why not?
Get something.
Did you see the video of him using the pitch com last night?
I was watching
just
the game.
Just to repeat again.
He's amazing.
To repeat again. This slugger, this top slugger in Major League Baseball, who can also run maybe the fastest from home to first base, this guy has so many pitches in his arsenal that the machinery that communicates which pitch is going to be thrown between pitcher and catcher that the catcher wears must be put on Ohtani for him to call the pitches, because if the catcher works through too many options with Ohtani from his point of view, the pitch clock would run out. So Ohtani's wearing it, and because it's so far out in the open for everyone to see, if he wears it on his sleeve, on his wrist, he puts it up on his non-throwing bicep. Mm-hmm. and he's punching on his glove hand.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop.
Without seeing the numbers, he knows where it is on his arm, and he's hitting the numbers, and that's how he threw six scoreless with 10 strikeouts last night.
I can't wait till next baseball season.
He's got to be traded. If this team does not perform by June 1, June will be
June?
Lit.
Oh.
Yeah. It's got to be.
All-star break. I mean.
But this is not something that could just be done in a week. You can't just have an Ohtani sale in a week. You've got to have a lot of conversations. This is a lot. This is a huge, like, prospects, current players, and then ownership saying, I mean, obviously everyone's going to be able to stroke a check in baseball. Not a lot to $600 million. That's what's going to cost. It has to start with a six because he's the best slugger and he's the best pitcher all in one. Best sluggers get $300 million. Best pitchers get $300 million. Do the math.
$600 million.
So I would say traded more than making the playoffs right now. I hope I'm wrong. What else, Chris? Yeah, anything else?
One more.
Ah, yes. Uh-oh, what happened?
Oh. Do you think we need one more?
Thank you.
All right, we'll get one.
I thought we lost George for a second. What else?
Hey, George. All right, last one. More likely, one of these combos to make the World Series, either Dodgers or Padres or Mets-Yankees. Which combo more likely to make the World Series? At least one.
Well, I'll turn to you, TJ. You going to be healthy enough? You got Verlander already on the IL. You got two. You got Jurassic Park at the top of your lineup. I mean, at the top of your rotation.
Well,
I don't know who we have at our rotation. We already got
so many injuries for you,
Severino's on the IL to start the season.
I mean,
and Rodon's not going to show up till May.
Apparently, Verlander's injury isn't serious, judging from everything I was watching yesterday after the game. So
you're saying what's more likely? What's more likely? Because Dodgers, Padres can't play in the World Series.
No, I know, but do one of the Dodgers or Padres make it, or is it more likely a Mets?
I'd go with Dodgers, Padres. How am I wrong?
Well, the Padres.
Wouldn't you agree?
Last night.
Wouldn't you agree?
No, I'm gonna say Mets, Yankees.
All right.
I mean, if not, then why am I going to waste my time for 162 games?
I'm not saying you're okay.
You know,
I'm not wasting my time. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy every second of it.
It's not enjoyable when my team stinks.
I'm going to be enjoying every second Donaldson hits into that inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. I'm sorry. I don't know why I pick on the bringer of rain.
Well,
let's take a break. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Kevin Hart, folks. Do not miss this conversation. That's next. This is The Rich Eisen Show. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold.
It's WrestleMania season, and the Podcast Heat Network has you covered.
Woo!
Podcast Heat has shows featuring many of your favorite wrestlers and personalities leading up to the Showcase of the Immortals.
The Showcase of the Immortals. And talking about the results afterwards.
And now it's not just WrestleMania being a day, it's a week. I don't know if there's anything quite like it in any form of entertainment.
There's not.
Get into the WrestleMania spirit with the Podcast Heat Network.
Woo!
Wherever you listen.
The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network is back on the air with the Rich Eisen Show live stream on Heroku. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I guess this is kind of like the same way that once upon a time an introduction happened on a Friday or on a weekend, right? Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Hart.
Joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku channel is a man whose new show is debuting on the same damn platform. On the Roku channel, Die Hard 2, Die Harder, available for streaming today. The man, the myth, the legend himself, Kevin Hart. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing good, man. Trying to follow your lead.
Is that right?
Yeah, you went and tried to selfishly go and get the world of Roku to yourself. You went and you made a chess move. You were quiet about it, and you were seeing all this success, this amazing platform with an amazing amount of viewers and consumers that love to be on this platform, that stay on it. You said, wow, such a dope move for me to make. And I watched you. I watched you do it, and I watched you not say anything about it. And I said, I'll be damned. I'll be damned if I sit here and let you do this by yourself. I'm going to come and I'm going to get some of this Roku love too. And that's what you're witnessing right now.
I see.
You're witnessing me, Rich, get some of this Roku love, right? I got a little taste of it with Die Hard 1, and I'm coming back for some more with Die Harder. That's what this is about.
So I'm playing three-dimensional chess, and you're like, no. There's more dimensions. There's a fourth dimension. There's a there's a fifth dimension, and you are that.
I'm watching you like a hawk.
I felt the eyes. I felt it. And I like it. You even have the Roku purple in your tie dye that you got now.
I'm going full. I'm all the way. I'm 2 feet in right now.
I like it.
I got to be honest, man. I am really excited about it. They have done a great job of seeing my vision, believing in the vision, and backing and supporting it, right? So, you know, you're nothing without a good team. And I can say my team at Heartbeat, along with the team at Roku, we really, really did a good job in coming back to the table with an amazing product, right? Like Die Hard 1, we had a great cast. John Travolta, we had Josh Hartnett, Natalie Emmanuel, myself. And we said, well, how do we do the same with Die Harder? And we went out and got John Cena. We got Ben Schwartz. We got Natalie Emmanuel to come back again. Of course, myself. And when you get the pieces to the puzzle and they fit, well, it's all about, you know, who you want to really see it after you put it together. And this is the best place. It's honestly the best decision, one of the best decisions that I've ever made. So I'm excited, man. I'm really excited about tomorrow.
Fantastic. And as you know, you when you just turn on the device and there's the homepage, and right underneath it, it says Die Harder right on it. I mean,
you can't beat damn right.
Can't beat it. Can't beat damn it. Right, it's so easy. Even my 85-year-old mother can navigate to it.
There's no missing it. Click it.
Just click, and you could use your remote as
a voice. Come on. Say click it.
Just
say it. All right. If you don't want to click it, say click it.
You can just do it.
Just do it.
And Cena. Right? Cena's a great ad, man. That's a good ad.
He's a really good dude.
He's so funny.
He's a really, really talented guy, man. You know, he did the movie with I forgot the name of it, but it was Lil Rel acted beside him. And it was a two-hander, and I watched it and I was like, wow, man, he's good. He's funny. Like, he's got timing. And I kind of just didn't think anything else of it. Then I had the opportunity to like work with him. Like, I wanted him in this. And when I tell you his timing, like, he's so like polished because of his reps. You know, he's got so many reps by being in that machine of wrestling, right? Like, night after night, weekend after weekend, they're in that thing. They're prepared. They're on their toes. They're improv. There's so much that goes into the world of what that is, that he's in his wheelhouse. So, you know, when we were on set, man, he had so many levels. I was impressed. He brought so much more to the character. A true talent he is, man. And the scary part is that he's just getting started.
Him, years ago, with LeBron, I don't think he was in any of the same film. I mean, he was in the same film, but he wasn't in any of the same scenes with LeBron, but he was great in that movie too, back in the day. And, you know, it's all good, man. And I look forward to seeing more Die Harders on Roku. And, you know, the platform's big enough for the both of us. I think we've established that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had to come and kick a door open. Absolutely. You didn't hold it. You didn't say, Kev, come this way. I had to come and figure out what you were doing.
I appreciate that. You found me. And I'm glad that you're doing this right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Again, Die Hard 2, Die Harder is available right here, right now, an 8-episode series as good as the first one. Okay, so had the Eagles won the Super Bowl, would you have stormed the podium again?
Damn it, I knew it was coming.
Kevin,
I knew it.
Let's be honest.
I knew it.
Were you ready to do it? Were you ready to? Were you ready?
You want to hear something crazy? You want to hear a good inside laugh for you?
Let's go.
So I go to the division championship game, right? Yep. It was before the Super Bowl. And it's in Philadelphia, right? Mm-hmm. Playing 49ers. And I'm on the field. Me and Michael Rubin are on the field. And we're walking. And every time we walk, like, we keep seeing, like, the security, like, they're touching their ears, like, with the piece in their ears, right? Like, what, Rubin, like, what the hell? Do you see this? Why they keep touching me every time, like, we move? So we finally stop and we like stop on the side of the field and they got like this little rope. Like it's like we're boxed in this little thing. So I tell the security, I say, hey man, why is it a bunch of guys? Like it seems like they're talking about what I'm doing. He goes, Kevin, we had a meeting this morning and we were briefed. We have to keep eyes on you at all times.
Oh.
I said, what? He said, we got to keep eyes on you at all times. I said, for what? He's like, you know, they just in case you like storm the field or the podium. And I said, to do what? Like, you guys got like a code orange on me? Like, are you serious? So me and Ruben start laughing and like we find out like it's real. So then we get to the Super Bowl and they got like an alert. They had like a meeting. You know, Rihanna's performing. So I know everybody, everything. Like yeah. I can go where I want. Right? Like I'm fine. So I go there. And one of my friends that's producing a halftime show, he's like, Kev, they had a meeting. Like, dude, you're brought up in the meeting. He's like, they're like, Kevin Hart cannot touch the toe. Don't let Kevin Hart come to the podium. And I said, I'll be damned. I said, This is bigger. This is bigger than life. My likeness is now being discussed pre-Super Bowl in security meetings based off of my want to be next to the trophy. If we had one, I would have been up there. I would have been up there in a heartbeat. And all that, it means nothing to me. Okay? It means absolutely nothing to me. I am a Philadelphia native. Yes. I love my city. And a picture with that Super Bowl trophy would just be dope. Because of how much I love, how much I put on, and how much I stand by, not just the teams of the city, but just the city in general. It's just a good moment.
So a couple things off of that. You've earned this alert, I think. You've earned
yes.
it. I think you've earned it.
A stiff hand in my chest got me that alert.
Understood. And yeah. I think you're in the sports world, we call that you're a factor. You're
I think
a factor.
So.
You're not a non-factor. You're shaking things up.
Yeah.
And people have to keep it. It's an eyes on you all the time. That also sounds like a plot to Die Hard 3, to be very honest with you. This maybe could be for your next season where you're strolling around but this actually is happening. You know, like this is actually happening here. You know?
Well, who wants an angry Kevin Hart? You don't want an angry Kevin Hart.
No, you don't.
Who wants an angry Kevin Hart?
Nobody
on social media. Nobody. You ain't gonna believe this. Who was that?
That is so funny. So yeah. You can't sneak up on anybody anymore. This is the secret's out.
No, the secret's out, man. Funny. Secret's out. You know, but that I will say that Super Bowl win where I did. I mean, Rich, I gotta be honest. I don't think I've ever had a better time in my life. Like, like, do you understand? Like, it was this. So much happened so fast. I mean, I was storming live interviews. You know, and this is because at the time, look at this plug. I wasn't drinking the right tequila. You know, I didn't have my tequila out there.
Nice.
So that tequila that I was drinking, it wasn't the same. Now that I have a tequila, Gran Coromino, very premium product, by the way, right. I would never be that intoxicated because I'm drinking something that's more about the idea and conversation and environment and fun.
We call that a rookie mistake. You're a wily veteran now. You've learned.
That's it. That's it. I had a little too much that year. It'll never happen again. Not now. Not when I'm in this position. Exactly. Not premium K Hart. This is premium K Hart.
You've got
I'm a chairman CEO. I can't do that stuff no
more. You've got the proper game plan. Your head's screwed on straight.
Yeah.
You've got, you're a veteran. You're a wily veteran of this game now. You know, you also know the game plan of the opponent that they're looking for you. You
absolutely. I'm playing chess, baby. In chess, not checkers. Needless to say, I did wear cleats to the game just in case.
just in case. Well, so did Jalen Hurts, didn't he? I mean, that guy is, I mean, what a dream come true, right, Kevin?
He's phenomenal.
Right?
He's phenomenal. You know what I'm more impressed with?
What?
Outside of his play? I'm impressed by the way he speaks, right? Like, you can't teach poise, you can't teach polish. Is developed, and the players out the gate that adapt and understand the professional side of speaking and how you conduct yourself, like how you build, I guess you could say, the blocks correctly to make the fans, the journalists, how you make them see and view you as a person that takes the game serious, but more importantly takes himself serious. Like, he has done a great job of really being a professional and being the definition of a leader of that team. That's what I'm really impressed by.
Yeah,
I love that.
And he's just become a superstar. He's the face, I think, with Mahomes, and that's why the Super Bowl was so great, a face of the league. He has become a face of the NFL.
Absolutely.
And obviously he deserves all the dollars that are coming his way and all the accolades. I just love him.
Well, it's because he's doing it right, right? Like, when you look at him, you look at Mahomes, you look at even Russell Wilson, right? You're looking at guys that did it right. Mm-hmm. You go down and you start talking about Brady. You start talking about, goodness gracious, let's throw another name in there.
Yeah, Burrow's doing it right now.
Burrow's doing it right. Like, you know, you don't have anybody that's approaching, like, the jerk side of the game, right? You don't have the big ego, the big idea, the cocky, don't talk to me, leave me alone. Like, I feel like the quarterbacks today are really putting their feet in the sand and truly defining the word professional. Yeah. Right? Like, there's been an amazing bar that's been set, and they're all following that bar. I love that. I love that. You know, you're seeing that energy from your youngest guys, and the youngest guys are now truly becoming the vets, because the vets are tapping out. You know what I mean? I mean, Rodgers, Aaron, he's your last, like, right now, you know, and it's is he coming back? Is he not? But, you know, he's the one that's kind of holding on to that thing. He's the last, like, real one that had the greatness attached to him that's there. After that, the game is for the taking for these younger guys that are achieving this early success. So it's a unique time, but I love that they're embracing the opportunity and truly taking advantage of it.
I'm with you, Kevin Hart. All right. Before I let you go, who wins the NBA championship? Who would you put your Kevin Hart?
You want me to speak as a fan, or you want me to talk real basketball, because you know I love sports.
Your dealer's choice. I know you're going to say the Sixers have a shot, and Embiid is an MVP. I get it. I'm with you.
Don't you say you get it, and the way you said it, I didn't like it.
I didn't mean to.
I didn't like the tone in which you said. Like, we're honest. Hold on a minute. No,
I really think the Sixers have a shot. Embiid is one of the best players in the game today. That's another way for me to say it.
Yeah, that's better. The way you said the first time felt like you were entertaining me, because you know I'm a Sixers fan, and I saw right through it.
I don't mean to denigrate, entertain, patronize, however you want to put it.
Here's what it is. The NBA this year is probably in one of the most it's so competitive right now, and it's anybody's to truly take. It's
wide open.
Okay, it's wide open. The West has never been equal. I can't even believe that I'm saying that. The West is actually equal. I don't fear Denver, although Denver is where they are. Like, nobody is like, whoa, right? Like, it's like, hey, man, here they go. Like, it's just not a thing. Milwaukee does make you look up, just because they're such a defensive basketball team. I really feel like if we come in healthy, I think we match up against Milwaukee well. But outside of Embiid, we will need the world of Harden and Maxey and Tobias to kind of be like dominant, you know, and PJ. Like, we need our role players to step up for us to really have a run. Also, with that being said, here's a scary thing. The Warriors aren't even really out of the conversation, which is kind of crazy. Like, mm-hmm. this is where they start to gel, and this is where that experience can come into play. I don't really believe in Memphis. I don't think Memphis is going to get it done. I think they're exciting, and I think they'll be at the second round, and there'll be a lot of oohs and ahs around them. But I truly think that Phoenix or Golden State can come out of the West and should come out of the West. Mm-hmm. And I think it should be between Milwaukee and the Sixers. If we get into a situation where we run into Boston, I could get worried because Boston matches up against us really well, just because they play a smaller lineup against us and they get out and run against us. So I don't like the idea of Boston. I much rather like and love the idea of Milwaukee. Okay. And I think that that gives us a nice future and road to the championship. From the West, I think it will be between Phoenix and Golden State that will be there on that side.
Okay. See, that's better than the fan one.
That's a good assessment.
Fan one, you were just in the Sixers win it, right? Cutting they're the Sixers win it.
I will say this though. I didn't like the conversation that's been floating around with the idea of the MVP and, you know, the whole like racism thing that was being thrown around. I didn't like that talk. Like, Jokic deserved his MVPs when he got them, right? I mean, a man's a dominant player. Right now, Embiid deserves the MVP. This isn't, I don't like the card of like, oh God, but it needs to be this. He was robbed, this black, white, like that type of thing. I feel like that tone and temperature should be removed. Great basketball is great basketball. Jokic is a great basketball player, put up great numbers for the two seasons that he received the MVP. Joel Embiid right now is putting up great numbers and is clearly the most dominant player in basketball, and is more than deserving of it this year. And also his team is winning. I like that there's a conversation of deserve and also win attached to it. Okay. I just want to say that as well. See right. that? I'm speaking like as a fan and as a person that clearly knows the game because of my experience.
Yes, you do. You clearly do know the game. You and Stephen A. Smith would do a heck of a program, I think. Sure.
Steven just yells. Yeah. I don't know why. That's my Stephen A.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I don't know why, but you got to be kidding me. Steven, we just said hello. That's all we said.
That is a good one. Did you fill out brackets? Last one for you. Did you fill out brackets?
Did not fill out brackets, man. This was probably
good choice.
You know, no, second year. This is the second year that I probably wasn't really that involved with the world of college basketball, not because I'm not a fan, just because I didn't follow it, right? So it's very, I don't like to fill out the brackets without actually following college basketball. But I can say I didn't get a lot of games this year, you know, because of my schedule. I missed a lot of college basketball, but I do like the world of upsets. And I like the idea that somebody that wasn't supposed to be a champion is going to be a champion or can be a champion if they don't drop the ball. To me, that's dope as hell. That's what the Cinderella stories are all about. Right. That's what, you know, the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, when you get down there and you can see the upsets, it's about one of those stories being told that you can later come back and make a movie about. So I'm hoping that one of these bottom seeds that are in there now get the job done. Because who's in the Final Four right now? The
Final Four, San Diego State's taking on Florida Atlantic University. Miami.
That school just sounds – it sounds like they just shouldn't be there. Like what? Who? Florida Atlantic. What?
Yeah. In Boca Raton. That's where they are. They're in Boca Raton. Florida Atlantic and Boca Raton. UConn and Miami are the other two. So.
I want Florida Atlantic to take it home. Florida Atlantic from Boca Raton. By the way, great comedy city.
It is Boca Raton.
Yes, Boca Raton is.
Hey, congrats on Die Hard 2, Die Harder, available for streaming right now on the Roku channel. And I always appreciate whenever you give me the time to chit-chat. Thanks.
Man, you're one of the ones that I look forward to talking to. Not only do I give you the time, but you deserve the time.
Thanks.
You're one of the good guys. So
thank you. Thank you, man. Kevin Hart, right here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku channel.
That was fun. Gosh. So that they know he's coming. Security.
Oh, yeah.
They got eyes on him. Got eyes on Kevin Hart. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Before we depart, TJ Jefferson's Big Ass Grab Bag, stored on Pop Culture, Baseball, Movie Lane. It'll be a lot of fun. Head to the weekend, everybody. That's next on The Rich Eisen Show. Back here on The Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. All right, TJ Jefferson.
Let's go.
We were going to do this at the end of the last hour, but Michigan received a five-star recruit putting a Michigan hat on live TV, and we were following along. And so, because I'm a Michigan man, I'm a man of my word. My word is my bond.
Word bond.
So I told you we would do this now, and that it's time for TJ Jefferson's top five, a.k.a. Big Ass Grab Bag. But this is really a top nine, is it not?
It might be a more than that, actually.
Oh, what do you got? What's on your mind today?
All right, so let me a little music there, Jay. So basically what I did, you know, is opening day was yesterday. We're in the baseball season. So I was thinking there's a lot of really good baseball movies throughout the year.
Yes, there
is.
True.
I kind of poured them all into a Big Ass Grab Bag and decided to pull out a starting lineup based solely on movie characters. Now, okay. I have a few provisions. One, I didn't want to use too many players from one team. Otherwise, I'd have I could just put the major league roster. So I tried to limit my position players.
They did win a pennant, didn't they? Didn't they win a pennant?
Yeah, they did. Okay. So I tried to limit my position players to two per movie. Also, I didn't put any minor leaguers or little leaguers. Therefore, you know,
batting bears. You always are so concerned of people calling you out for your just what? That's all good.
Well, can I explain you what I was thinking behind it?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, that was it. So let's put it up. Okay, so first base, we got Stan Ross from Mr. 3000, actually Mr. 2999, played by the late, great Bernie Mac. At second, I got Mickey Scales from Little Big League, you know, former Yankee, 309 with 30 dingers and 98 ribbies. Got Sam Tuttle stat I just gave you for love of the game. We got Benny the Jet Rodriguez from The Sandlot.
He was good.
Nice.
Yeah. Roy Hobbs from The Natural.
Of course.
Bobby Rayburn from The Fan. And T-Rex Pennebaker from Mr. 3000. T-Rex was like Barry Bonds in that movie. For catcher, you know, I kind of did a little TJ swerve here. I went with Dottie Hinson from A League of Their Own.
She was outstanding.
Great, could call a game, great bat, handled the pitching staff well.
Yes.
And at DH, who
could
else?
Could do a split catching the pop-up, too.
I mean, she did that for fun. And who else at DH but Pedro Serrano from Major League?
You don't have anybody from Bull Durham, huh?
Well, Bull Durham they were minor league, so I didn't put them in.
You want to win games is what you're saying.
Want to win games, and that's what I was trying to explain at the beginning, and I didn't put them in.
I like that.
But there is someone from Bull Durham, and you'll see why.
Okay.
Now let's go to the pitching staff.
Okay. You got the pitching staff. Okay.
All right. Billy Dee Williams as Bingo Long in the Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars of Motor Kings. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, folks.
No, I have not.
Oh, you've never seen that one? About a group of Negro League players who decided that they just wanted to travel on their own, and they went around James Earl Jones, Richard Pryor. Great movie. Billy Chappell, Kevin Costner for Love of the Game. And then Rookie of the Year, Henry Rowengartner.
Gotta have him.
Rosenbagger. Steve Nebraska from The Scout. Threw a perfect game.
Okay.
Freak of nature, but also a little bit, you know, flaky in the brain. And then we got a closer. Who else but the Wild Thing, Ricky Vaughn.
Of course.
And then, you know, at manager, that's where I went Lou Brown as manager. I feel like he could be a great guy to, like,
inspirational,
bring this ragtag group together. They're not even ragtag. These are all good players, but someone's got to hold these guys in check. And then bench coach Larry. Remember Larry from Bull Durham? He'd go out there and he'd solve the problems. Like, Serrano, you need your chicken. We'll get you that. You know, what do you guys? Larry is able to kind of, he's a whisperer, Brockman, and he's able to see what all these guys have wrong. Candlestick. He can kind of facilitate. He can placate. He'll keep the guys in order.
Yeah, and then, he'll let you know if the candlesticks are proper for a wedding gift.
Yep. Exactly. Okay. And Team Doctor, who else but Dr. Archibald?
Moonlight Graham,
Field of Dreams.
Team Doctor.
You know, look, Archibald, look what he did, man.
He put it on the line.
He made a supreme sacrifice to help save a girl who was choking. And, you know, just win one for me one day, will you, boys? And that's what this team is going to do for Moonlight Graham.
Fifth starter, you got to go Nuke Lelouch if you want to come down. You got to go Nuke, right? You got to.
We could go Nuke. He did make it to the show at the end of the movie.
As a call-up. You need a fifth starter for the back end of a doubleheader. You can send him back down to the minors at your own peril. Why not Pop Fisher is the manager from The Natural. You got a little
I mean, look.
You throw a little, every list needs a little Brimley.
This is true.
I like it, though. Well done.
Yeah, you know, like I said, there's a lot of baseball movies out there, and I just wanted to kind of split them up a little bit.
You certainly did spread it around. Yeah. That's for sure. I like it. Chris, you got any comment on the top?
Who'd I miss?
I wouldn't have.
You thought that show went Little League, right? Yeah.
Right? So I would have had Crash in there. I would have had Kelly Leak in there.
He wants to win games.
Thing is, Crash Davis for 21 years never made the show.
He wants to win games.
I don't know if he's good enough to play.
I had like 400 home runs.
Are you sending Kelly Leak into the World Baseball Classic? With a cigarette?
Great head of hair.
Okay. This guy, you want to send him into the World Baseball Classic?
Dude hit bombs.
I know he did. Against kids.
You know what I mean? Off a 13-year-old pitcher, though.
He wants to win games.
You know, how's Kelly Leak going to sit in the box against some of these pros?
If there's one manager that definitely could not handle a pitch clock, it's Buttermaker. You got new rules. You got new ways of doing things. Now, what about Big Al?
Big Al.
He's not from a movie. He's real life.
Again, that was the other provision. No real life players.
Maybe Tom Selleck from Mr. Baseball? I don't know.
Tom Selleck. Mr. Baseball was, he was like literally my last cut.
Tom Selleck actually had an at-bat in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Fun show today. Funny show.
Funny show.
That's, you can describe Die Hard 2. Die Harder.
I'm looking
forward to
it.
Right here on the Roku channel. You could spend this weekend doing that and also watch the Rich Eisen Show March to the Max special. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Sonny Vaccaro, and us getting you ready for the Final Four and everything else going down. Noon Eastern on Saturday is the first of several airings of this fun show. Check it out over the weekend and we'll chat Monday.
It's WrestleMania season, and the Podcast Heat Network has you covered.
Woo!
Podcast Heat has shows featuring many of your favorite wrestlers and personalities leading up to the Showcase of the Immortals.
The Showcase of the Immortals. And talking about the results afterwards.
And now it's not just WrestleMania being a day, it's a week. I don't know if there's anything quite like it in any other form of entertainment.
There's not.
Get into the WrestleMania spirit with the Podcast Heat Network.
Woo!
Wherever you listen.